Last Sunday, many Lutheran congregations celebrated the Reformation. And today, many Lutheran congregations are celebrating All Saints Sunday. In fact, my sermon title is For All the Saints, which is the same as the title of our sermon hymn. So, what is All Saints Sunday about, anyway? Well, first, I need to define that word, saint. You see, many people in this world hear the word saint, but then give it a meaning not found in Holy Scripture. For example, one common but wrong meaning of the word saint is that it refers to people who are very moral and who tend to be better people than most. So if you don't smoke and don't drink and don't gamble and don't swear, and if you help people and go to church and give to charity and are a faithful employee, then maybe some will refer to you as a saint. In addition, there are others who raise the standard of being a saint far higher. Some teach that a saint is a deeply religious person who has reached a state of sinless perfection in this life. Such saints perform miracles. Such saints enter heaven directly because of their holy lives. Such saints are even able to help us less saintly people if we pray to them and ask for their help. However, when we study Holy Scripture, we find out that these two ideas about saints are not correct at all. So then, who are the saints? I am. You are. Are you surprised? I mean, how can sinners like me be a saint? Well, you have to understand what Scripture teaches about what it means to be a saint. Simply put, the Bible teaches that all true Christians, that is, all who trust in Jesus, are saints before God because their sins are forgiven and they have been given the righteousness of Christ. In other words, if the Holy Spirit moves you to confess your sins and trust in Christ, then your sins are completely forgiven through Christ's shed blood, and you are holy before God because you have been clothed with the perfect life of Christ. You see, the world tends to think that the title saint is something that we work for and earn by our own efforts. But nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, the Bible teaches that those who try to become saints by their own efforts, they are the ones who will remain nothing but sinners before God. In contrast, those who confess their sins and trust in Christ are nothing but saints before God because of what Christ has done for them. Christ lived a perfect life in your place. And he has given you his righteousness. That is, you have been given Christ's perfect obedience to God's will. In addition, Christ went to the cross with your many sins and was damned in your place. And because of that sacrifice, your wicked desires, thoughts, words, and deeds have been washed away. For example, in our first reading from Revelation chapter 7, we are told that the saints have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And the Lamb is Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. Now in Revelation chapter 7, the Apostle John is giving us a picture of the final day when all believers will stand before the Holy God with great joy and without fear. Why? Because they are saints. And this fact is represented by the picture of a saint standing before God in white robes that have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. And so now you know what the Bible means when it talks about the saints. I am a saint. You are a saint. All Christians who repent and trust in Jesus are saints. With that understood, what is the primary focus of All Saints Sunday? Well, simply put, people have trusted in Christ since the beginning of time. The people who lived before Jesus looked ahead to His coming. People like us who live after Jesus finished work look back upon what He's done and receive His gifts in the present. However, later on today, I would encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 11. Why? Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about all the believers in the Old Testament who died many years ago. Now, of course, it's been almost 2,000 years since the book of Hebrews has been written, and that means even more believers have died since that time. In fact, there are people here today who are mourning the death of fellow believers. Some of them, dear family and friends. Maybe your loved ones died this past year. Maybe they died many years ago. But the pain of such a loss never really goes away, does it? What happens to these saints when they die? Will we ever see our fellow saints again? Paul answers that question in our second reading from 1 Thessalonians. You see, the Christians who lived in Thessalonica at that time still had much to learn about God's Word. They had not yet had the opportunity to learn the details about the day of resurrection and eternal life. And they were curious, too, you see, because some of their fellow Christians had died. Many of them family and friends. And they wanted to know if or when they would see them again. Well, in our reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says that Christians have certain hope in the face of death because Jesus died for us and rose from the dead. In addition, Paul said Jesus will return on the final day and raise us from the dead, and we will be with the Lord forever. So, All Saints Sunday is a time for us to remember that our loved ones who have died in Christ have certain hope because they are now with Christ in glory awaiting the day of resurrection and eternal life. And we who also trust in Christ have the same hope. In fact, in the liturgy that you will hear before Holy Communion, you will hear me sing these words. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company in heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, and so on. Now, did you hear the words, with all the company in heaven? You see, when we worship God in this place, the saints in heaven also worship God with us. Our loved ones who have died in Christ celebrate with us today. In fact, I couldn't help but think of the words of the hymn we sang before the sermon. Stanza 4 reads, Oh, blessed communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one within your great design. Today is All Saints Sunday. Not only do we rejoice in the fact that our loved ones who have died in Christ have certain hope, we also rejoice in the fact that we have certain hope because we are saints of Christ as well. In fact, no matter how hard things get in this life, even if we are eventually persecuted for our faith in Christ, we still have certain hope and reason to rejoice. You see, in our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says that we Christians are blessed because we have been given the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is nothing more than the salvation that we have been given through Jesus. You have been given God's kingdom, and that means your sins are forgiven, you are loved by God, and you have the certain hope of eternal life with the Lord. My friends, you are blessed. In fact, last Sunday we sang the hymn, A Mighty Fortress, by Martin Luther. During the Reformation, Luther and those who followed him were persecuted. Some of their lives were threatened. And that moved Luther to pen these words in the hymn, A Mighty Fortress. You may remember them. Let me read them to you. Luther wrote, "Let them take my wife, my goods, my fame, my child, my life. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth." You are a saint. This fact gives us comfort now because we know that in Christ our sins are completely forgiven and that we are holy before God. That means we are free to live as God's saints now, trusting in Christ every moment and serving others in love. However, being a saint also gives us hope for the future. We know that when we die, we go to be with Christ, and we look forward to the resurrection and eternal life with God and all the saints. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment, we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.